Experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Mandate. In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up. I think the cops saw me.
Dave's not here.
No, man, I'm Dave, man. Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
Who?
Me. Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
No, man, I am Dave, man. Will you, come on, open up the door, will you? I got the stuff with me. I think the cops saw
Who
me.
Who is it?
Oh, what the hell is it? Come, man, open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the damn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
Super Secret Studio, where your money matters. And
Dave's not here.
It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now sit back and enjoy the program that brings you some good news about your money. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest.
And Dave's not here, but I kind of sort of lied, but he is here. He's on the phone. We're going to go to him in 1 second. Princess Leah joins us tonight. And, of course, Too Tall Matthew. It should be Matthew Too Tall Earnest.
I'm going to change my name.
What you going to change it to?
Matthew Too Tall Earnest.
I think it is.
But I'm going to use the number two.
Oh, I think
like a cool
like a gangster.
Yeah.
So I think that's the way I wrote
like
it.
Like Elon Musk kid.
That's it, yeah.
There you go.
What did the kid do?
A.
It's like asterisk.
A-X-G-G-K-1. Something 12.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like well, that, a star system.
That's like the kid on Charlie Brown was named Five.
Yep.
Remember, his name was Five.
Yep.
And it was so funny. I'll get into that with you later on. But we got a big show ahead of us,
yes,
and the biggest part of it is coming to us live from, I think he's still at the beach.
Yes.
I'm not sure. He may still own the beach. He may own it now.
The
he
heart
might be
of
out there.
Coronavirus
yes,
territory.
He is down there fighting bravely against the coronavirus. It's David Earnest. There you are, sir.
Hey, how's everybody doing up there?
Oh, man.
In the northern country.
We're doing well. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. It's warm down here, and the water's nice. Everything's nice. the news seems to be getting it messed up, saying that people are doing what they shouldn't do, but I don't see a whole lot of that.
I got some news, a news bite here for you. This is from our friend, what's his name, Joe Biden? This is Joe's latest.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
And let's see. We got something from...
Maybe teach him some math.
We got something from Nancy Pelosi as well.
Speaker, do you think that I can tell George's daughter that his name will be always remembered because you will name the bill for him? And I said, well, I'll recommend that to the Judiciary Committee and to the Congressional Black Caucus who have shaped the bill. But I only will do that if you tell me that this legislation is worthy of George Kirby's name.
Now, George Kirby was a kind of famous black gentleman. He was black as well, but he was an impressionist.
Mm-hmm.
He did like impressions. And I think he might have been, God rest his soul, he might have been a racist because he did impressions of white people. Now, I'm not trying to say anything, but that was Nancy Pelosi confusing George Kirby with George Floyd. So
she's at the bar.
She's in what do you call it? Alzheimer's land.
Yeah, I think
they need to have an X-ray of her head.
Yeah,
they can look at your brain and tell if you're atrophying. Maybe she's atrophying.
Well, I heard that they X-rayed her head and found nothing.
Well, that is worse than that.
The machine is broken.
Yeah, like the ice cream machine at McDonald's. Yeah. So, when are you coming back, man? You can stay
tomorrow,
long as you want.
Tomorrow, I plan on being live with you tomorrow.
You gonna be here? He probably
in the flesh.
He probably so tan and got him some tattoos while he was down there.
Tan, no tattoos.
Okay. We need to get you one that says health and wealth on it. Now, are a lot of people on the beach wearing masks?
No, not on the beach, but they're not really getting in each other's face. I mean, when you see all that stuff on the news, you understand the news likes to sell stories, you know?
Uh-huh.
People are staying pretty far piece away from each other, as the old folks say. But, nobody gets in each other's face. And then when you do get close, then people seem to pull out a face mask at that time, like elevators or hallways and things like that. But on the beach, I mean, your nearest neighbor's 6, 7, 10 feet away, I mean, is it that social distance?
I guess
so. That's what they say. That's what they call
it. And the wind's blowing, and, and then they say viruses don't like heat. And it's over 100 degrees in some areas here. So, maybe it's okay. You got to live, And that's what it's all about, is living.
Absolutely, it is.
And that's the reason why we're going to talk about how we live in retirement today. We're going to talk about the rise, fall, and complexities of the defined benefit plan. People are going to say, what's that? The what? Think of the words definition, defined, benefit, that's something good, plan, it's the plan, man, it's the plan. So the defined benefit plan versus the defined contribution plan. Defined contribution means they define how much money you can put in there, but they don't define how much pops out on the end. That's completely up to fate.
Is this just a fancy way of saying pension versus 401k or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. But pensions now are... they call 401ks pensions in a way, but they're not really pension. You're right. You're absolutely right. Pensions are defined benefit plans. 401ks are defined contribution pension plans, which are not the same animal.
Right.
There's just a lot of stuff going on. We have all-knowing guaranteed retirement talking to a idiot, non-certain retirement plan, for example. Maybe it's like Antifa out there. They just want to steal everything. The government has been very wretched in this thing, in my opinion. Now, for you guys that are lucky enough to be government employees, and my hat's off to you. Matter of fact, my hat's completely off right now. I don't have one. you're one of the lucky few that do get the defined benefit plan 88% of the time. 88% of government employees, civil servants, have defined benefit. But they also can have complementary plans like 457 plans, 403B plans if there's a state, or hospitals and nonprofits can do 403Bs, but and on and on, and then of course some of the government plans have other things that they can do, like the Veterans Administration has their own plan. So they have like that thing, and they got a G plan and all these other things. They had letters named after it. But anyway, what I'm trying to get to is us regular folk have almost completely lost our ability to have a defined benefit plan.
Right.
Now, back before 1982 or 3, somewhere in there, they were pretty popular. Defined benefit plans probably had 40 to 60% of the workforce. You know, you'd go and you'd work and you'd say, I'm going to get a check when I leave, and go to the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now they say, I'm leaving and going to the house, but what happened to my check? Well, you're checking out. You're looking at the stock market and hope that it doesn't check out, because that's what you've been co-depending on for years and years, that it would be there for you. And maybe it is, and maybe it ain't.
There you go.
So, but then we have all these problems that's going on. They talk about all these crazy things like, I'm not going to use the word depression because that's very depressing. But, they claim that it could be around the corner, and I have no idea. I hope it's not. I don't even like the word. But things like deficits, viruses, spending money, printing money, borrowing more money, on and on and on. All these things are causing something around the corner that could be bad.
Yes.
Nothing comes out of no work. Nothing comes out of not building wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Government spending does not create wealth, my friend. Government spending creates debt, and debt is not good, even if you've got the printing press.
There you go.
Even if you own it. Now, the state of Alabama doesn't have a printing press. We stay in the black most of the time, and we did get some oil money off the coast, and that helps. But why can't the feds do the same? Well, why? Because the temptation is just too great. The votes and the promise of being voted into office and whatever other stuff that they're up to, which is probably no good, it's just too powerful, too tempting for them to say, well, let's just kick that can down the road. Now, here comes the virus. And the deficits just climb and climb and climb. So is that good for the economy in the long run? I'll let you answer that yourself. I don't think it's good for it.
No.
That's a definite. Then the other thing is demographics. We have a demographic time bomb on our hands. Why? Because we have all these things that are going wrong. We have people moving around. And we've got a demographic time bomb. More public spending is going to be needed to survive, what will cause more deficits.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing. The other thing is risk of massive deflation.
Deflation.
Massive deflation. Deflation. Well, let me finish. There's more to come, like inflation later. But, the risk of massive deflation, it's caused by commodity collapses. Now, we've seen in other things, like people not having jobs, oil going down to almost nothing or a negative number. That's commodity,
collapse.
Right.
Yeah. So what happens is the price of things go down. Don't you remember your gas was like $3, $4? Now it dropped down to like $2 or so?
Yeah, it's a little bit low there still, yeah.
It's still a little low because it hasn't.
About 188, 189, something like that right now. But I don't look for that to last too much longer.
That's massive deflation.
Mm-hmm.
Massive. That is not good for our currency basement.
No.
So the next thing, currency debasement. many policies could become unconventional and different, causing, you know, fear. And for example, the Fed's buying stocks. If that's not unconventional, I've never heard of such a thing. Pretty soon, if they keep it going at the rate they're going, the government will own as much stock as some of these large corporations or even more. They may even own the whole stock market.
Right.
Now, what will that do to currency? I mean, it's not good. In the long run, then you have something that we're going to talk a lot about tomorrow, maybe, stagflation. Hmm. Stagflation is when things become very stagnant. The economy's not moving. You may or may not have inflation massively, but you'll get a little bit. And nothing grows. You know, no economic growth. A lot of people without jobs, stuff like that. These are the things that I am afraid of, guys. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people say, hey, there's pie in the sky. It's coming. It's coming. Everything's going to be great. Well, if it is, we're all going to be good. But when you see all of these very untraditional, unconventional things that are going on in our country, I mean, look at this. Antifa says that the police need to go away.
Oh, no.
I mean, what kind of world are we living in? Minnesota votes, the city council votes to not have a police force. Of course, their state has to approve that. What is that noise?
It's Antifa. They're tapping the line.
Yeah, ice cream truck. Don't worry about it.
Where's the black helicopters? I'm looking for them here. Anyway, you know, it's just, it goes on and on. So this is the reason why I'm an asset preservationist, and I want to be careful. Now, I also know that there's going to be a lot of growth. And, you know, we're going to have an explosion of dollars, growth in the stock market, because they're pumping all this money in here that they're printing. I get it. But how long can you continuously put weight on a bridge that's made out of rope or something? I mean, maybe made out of it could be made out of metal. I don't know. If you put enough weight on something somewhere down the road, something's going to crack.
Right.
And they just keep on putting weight on the economy. They just keep on pumping more and more money into our economy, and they're debasing our currency. Yeah. You know, it's just not a good thing, guys. Whenever something pops, like a bubble, you get just, I mean, look, the coronavirus, we fell 30% or better. Sometimes, I had one friend of mine, and he lost $500,000 in oil and gas.
Yeah.
I said, how much did you have in it? He said, $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you lost it all? He said, yeah. Stupid. Well, I said, yeah. Well, what'd you do that for? Well, I didn't think it would ever go away. I just thought that people would be able to drive cars and, you know, trucks and things, and nothing would ever happen. Well, I get the logic, but what happened? It went away for a while. It went to a negative number. Don't say that it can't happen. Don't say that everything's okay. It is, as us baby boomers get closer and closer to retirement, we have got to become ultra safe.
You
got to
have a plan. A plan.
You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan that will grow if puffing up the economy works. But if it pops, you don't lose your spending power. And so today, we started off talking about the pension plan. Well, they're gone for all practical purposes for the civilian.
Right.
I mean, there's a few of them left out there. But look at the ones up there in Minnesota. They're underfunded.
Yeah.
Now, they're not allowed to fund as you go. By law, they're supposed to stay vested or, you know, safe. There should be enough money in there. The actuarial numbers are supposed to be honored. Get this, though. The government can pay as they go. They don't have to look at the actuarial stuff. You know why?
Why?
They can tax you and fund it. They can print money and fund it, so they don't worry about it. They don't have the same rules that employers of, in the civilian you know, world have. Is that right?
They can manipulate the dollar. Yeah.
Exactly. So what they did is they forced the civilians into defined contribution, meaning no definition, no guarantee of what you're going to get per month when you retire. You get what you get. So with me, what you see is what you get, and I'm just going to tell you what you get. You're going to get somebody who's going to tell you the truth. Now, some people out there might want to call me Dr. Doom. Or maybe I'm Dr. Doolittle, in their opinion, because, you know, I don't want to put it in all these massive stocks and stuff. Look, I am absolutely for people investing in the stock market. I'm absolutely for them doing it aggressively while they're young. But I'm also very much for them becoming very careful when they get within 10, 15 years of retirement time. Why? Because any kind of bad disaster could wipe you out. And then what do you have?
You got to watch those eggs. How many baskets you got them in?
Bingo. So let's take a little positive note here. The positive note is we're making all kinds of money at Earnest Financial. The positive note is we're locking in all the gains at Earnest Financial. The positive note is that we're trying to control all the taxes at Earnest Financial. Mm-hmm. And the positive note is that you can call me, text me, or anything you want to do, email me at any time, and I'm available most of the time, mm-hmm. unless I'm asleep. But when I wake up, I will respond, I promise you. So what did you guys do today?
279-7431.
We memorized that phone number.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady down there where you are who some of the beaches are closed, and she owns a bathing suit shop, sells bathing suits. But she's having trouble selling her bikinis. So what she has done is she has opened up a shop that sells COVID masks for Siamese twins. And she's doing a bright business down there. What did I do today? Not a whole lot. Just kind of, you know, chilling. We had our weekend over in Atlanta. Went over to see my brother's new home. And
how did the wedding go?
Well, got them married off, and lightning did not come from the sky, and people didn't throw. Matter of fact, folks came up, and my sister-in-law was scared to death. Because these folks over there are a bunch of them are, you know, they're nice folks. A bunch of them are real liberal, though. Mm-hmm. And so she just knew I was going to say something. She said, what are you going to say this? You going to do that?
You might have an opinion.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I've got this. Really, really. I got this. Right. I got God involved, and we're going to, me and him got it.
The thing.
Yeah, and if he can't come, Jesus is going to come. So we got it. And we had a... Go ahead.
I'm glad you said God. I'm glad you said Jesus. Mm-hmm. I saw something. I don't even know if it was real, but it looked real. On Facebook, I believe it was today. My wife showed me where someone was praying to the devil, mm-hmm. praying to I think Buddha and several others, mm-hmm. but mostly to the devil, in a city council meeting in Florida.
Well, see, that's where I would get up and just slap the taste out of somebody's mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, that's just stupid.
Well, I'm telling you, I could tell that. It didn't look like it was, you know, staged or anything. Mm-hmm. I can't promise you that, but I mean, I was appalled, and I'm looking. Some of the people, especially some of the ladies, they were acting very uncomfortable. I'm going.
They're trying to get a reaction.
They're trying
to stir the pot.
Yeah, but the thing is. What country are we living in?
And what kind of idiot would get up and do that in a city council meeting?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, evidently he was invited.
Oh, really? I mean, they asked him to come in
as a guest speaker.
Oh, okay.
So it's what it looks like. But I'm just saying, you know, you got your freedoms out there to do whatever you want to do. But please, let's be reasonable about what we do. You know, for them to pray to the devil on a city council meeting, to me, is just utterly ridiculous. Yes. And it's just, I mean, maybe I'm showing prejudice here.
No,
kids today, I tell you what.
I don't think so.
No, it's that's crazy.
That's sad. I would have got up and said something, and then they would have been mad at me. But you know, that's neither here nor there.
And what about the Supreme Court judge?
I know
that was supposedly a conservative.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now
voting with the liberals. I mean, I'm going. I wanted to turn my neck all the way around, like you know that
was
movie,
that the
you know,
abortion bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Greg Vidal talked about that at length, and he says that you know sometimes the mafia gets to these people. Of course, the mafia is a mythical organization.
Right.
That's what they say.
Oh,
but you know they're human like anybody else, and that they can find out something that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be ashamed if something happened to your family, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And they get scared and they just they do what they
want. Yeah, but the reasoning behind it was just utterly ridiculous. Like, I didn't think it was fair that, you know, we had voted the opposite way before, so I wanted to, you know, make it even.
Well, he couldn't very well say.
So I'm going to be a liberal today.
He couldn't very well say the mafia has my family, you know. But so you're right, though. That is a dumb, dumb reason. But what did you do today?
Well, I went in the water, and, you know, it was really nice. And I kind of, like, played in the sand with my toes and laid under the umbrella with my wife, and we sat there and talked about stuff like this.
I bet you're worn out, aren't you?
Yeah, well, not really. We rest pretty good, but I'm full. As they say, I'm full as a tick. I've been eating way too much, and that part I'm going to have to back off.
So when you say you're going to be rolling in tomorrow, you're going to be rolling in tomorrow, right?
Yes, I'll be rolling, and my billfold will be rolling with me.
Oh, I tell you what, though, you're talking about eating too much. I don't think I ate too much, though, but my sister-in-law's sister, they live next door. They bought a bunch of land and put their houses near each other.
Yeah.
And so we went over there, I think it was Friday night, and one of their daughters has a friend who is a chef.
Is this in Georgia or here?
This is over in Georgia.
Okay. Nice.
He lives in the Philippines, and he has a business over there. He's a caterer.
Right.
This man, I'm talking about, I don't know, he just cooked, it was some good groceries, I'm going to tell you what. I didn't eat too, but he had a bunch of different stuff. But I got to find out how to make these green beans that he made. They were green beans with bacon, but they were like.
Maybe you can call him during the break.
I find him in the Philippines somewhere. Yeah, and they had bacon in them, and they were almost like they were candied or something. And before we get into the break, I can mention this as we go into the break. We had something at the wedding. They had, I thought it was like pigs in a blanket, only it was like, had bacon around it.
Right.
It was bacon wrapped dates.
Yum.
And those were really good. There was a lady standing, I don't even know, she's here, and she's feeding me. I'm like, this is cool. The lady standing here feeding me bacon and dates. I like that. But, David, you hang on.
That's kind of sweet.
Yes, they were. They were very good. You hang on. We'll be right back with more Health and Wealth on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to f*** in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Glad to be here. I have
a biscuit.
I'm sorry, what?
I said rubber biscuit.
Yes, you get what you pay for there. Yeah, and that was too tall, Matthew Brown. Matthew Brown's my nephew. I do that to you every time.
I find that offensive.
I would be offended, too. You would like him, though. He's a very nice young man.
I like most people.
He's a little bit younger than you, but he's a family guy. He's got two kids. I think they got two. They got two. he has his own business. He's an exterminator. Cool. I'm just going to throw him one. It's, what is it? Brown Pest Control.
There you go.
Over there in Elmore County. I don't know the phone number, but he's a good guy. And we've got David Ernest on the phone, another good guy. He's there.
Yeah.
There you
are. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I thought you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear, man.
All right. Man, I'm really shouting. Today is Monday.
All day.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think Leah's got something going on for us on Mondays, right?
Hey, Leah, what you got going on?
She's got on some Leah headphones.
Leah just jammed her shoulders.
Take it home. No, no, it's not take it home Tuesday.
She just
what is it? Win it.
I think he's been at the beach too long, guys.
I think that we discussed it at Applebee's 2 weeks ago.
Sounds like he approved.
If you could refresh
my memory. What are we going to call Monday?
Make it happen Monday. That was
it.
Make it happen on Monday. Okay, let's make it happen.
Well, explain to the rest of us here.
I think Make It Happen Monday is a way for us to give away more prizes. David loves to give people lots of things all the time.
Well, that's all right. What are we giving away on Make It Happen Monday, and how does it work?
Well, we ask a question. Uh-huh. Someone calls and answers it. They're going to win a free pizza, a free large one-topping pizza from the Crave Cafe, or a 15% off coupon,
which is pretty good.
Okay.
So now, are we ready to do this now? Or
David's ready.
I got a question.
All right,
I got one.
David has a
question. Can you give me any topic that I talked about in the first 30 minutes? Any keywords?
Oh. He's giving it away.
He's really giving it away.
You said "and" a lot. Let's see. And so we talked about. I know one. I shouldn't say it though, because it's the one's fresh on my mind. Can I win? I can't win though.
I don't think you can be a winner.
Okay, if you can remember some of the topics that David talked about in the first half of the program here this evening, call us right now 272-9228 and you win from the Crave Cafe
a large one topping pizza.
Ooh boy!
I'm gonna see if anybody's been listening.
I was about to say he's just trying to do a little pop quiz.
What we need to do is talk.
It's a pop quiz. Talk
with our friend over there, and that's Brian, right?
Yes,
we need to talk to Brian and see if somebody can stop on the way in one evening to pick one up and bring it over here.
Yeah.
And we can check it out and talk about it on the air.
It's good. They got good food. I had at the car show.
Yeah, I saw something cool.
What did you eat?
Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw something cool a while ago. I went to pick up some ammo on the way here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the sign on the door said, no masks allowed.
Now that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I like that. So I want to wait around until somebody comes in with one and see how quick they get their guns out. But 272-9228.
We got a ring.
Yeah, we've got a ring.
We do? Okay, David, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't you go away. You stay right there.
I'm hanging on.
Hang on. If I lose you, call me back.
All right, I think he's back on hold, and we're going to go to the phone now. You are on the air here on the Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself and don't cuss. And they went away.
They failed the pop quiz.
They could not go without cussing.
Yeah, so they just hung up.
I know the feeling.
Okay, 272-9228 if you think you know. Let's go back and see what Dave's doing. Well, David, they hung up.
I know. They probably got another show going on.
They got stage fright, I guess. Somebody asked me the other day. I was getting ready to go up and do the thing.
Yeah.
The wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you nervous? I said, no, I'm not getting married. But jumping back to that real quick, it was very, very nice.
It just sounds nice.
And I didn't know, but, you know, they got family all over the world.
Oh,
so
wow.
This, you know, and they wanted some humor in it. They didn't want the zany humor. They just wanted. And so I walk up there and I take my place and I look around. I said, I did not know this was pay-per-view. Because, I mean, they had a big TV and it had all the people that were on the Zoom. They were on Zoom.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
On the Zoom. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty nice. And it was only like 50 people. They're having another wedding in October. Let me explain.
Okay.
COVID strikes again. My phone's ringing, but I want to explain this first. COVID strikes again. They got an apartment and they wanted to move in, but they didn't want to move in and not be married.
Right.
So that's where I come in, get them married so they move in together, and then they're having the big wedding in October.
Okay.
So that was what, and they hung up again. I don't think they know.
They must have.
I got another idea. I throw out there.
Okay.
One of the things that I wanted to make a point on,
mm-hmm.
you know, the rise, fall, and complexities of the defined benefit plan. And if any of you guys are listening out there, you know, that's one of the answers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The rise, fall, and complexities of the defined benefit plan.
Yeah.
Did you know that when you come over to Earnest Financial and you got this uncertain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
we can literally turn it into a guaranteed amount of income?
Yes, we can.
Just like a pension. Or we could do pieces of it. Or we can wait. So you were older and did do pieces of it.
Hey, I got a question.
And that's what,
you're talking about that. When you bring that money over, are there still bonuses?
Yep.
I mean, they're like nutty, crazy bonuses that the insurance company does,
nutty,
right?
Nutty, crazy bonuses.
Uh-huh.
They're really big.
I mean, if you come with a big old chunk of change, you're going to get a big old chunk of change as a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable, mm-hmm. actually.
And it really does.
It's so big, I can't even mention the number on the air because... I'm afraid people would say he's lying.
Okay.
Well, just call us.
They're big. They're big.
Call us, set up an appointment. We'll get back with you as soon as possible. 279-7431.
This is absolutely one of the biggest truths I've ever heard is what you just said. But I've just looked on Fox to see the biggest lie I think I've ever seen. Anonymous GOP source raises possibility of Trump dropping out of the 2020 race. Yeah,
that ain't happening.
They're just trying to create.
That day when the monkeys fly out of my behind. I'm just going to tell you right now, that ain't happening.
He's not dropping out.
He ain't going to drop out because he's not stupid. Now, Joe Biden is not dropping out either because he is stupid. Oh, because he's, bless his heart, he just keeps saying stupid things.
Can you imagine a world with Joe Biden and a leftist running mate?
Can you
imagine a world of Antifa?
That's when I go hijack that SpaceX thing and fly to Alpha Centauri or something. I just...
A world of AOC? Mm. I heard somebody's going to run against her. This Republican up there.
Yeah.
And
I heard they actually got some sense. See, that's what's hurt us so much, David, is people are just electing ignorant people. I don't know what.
Yeah, and things have changed. Politicians, both sides, are bad for changing. They're not stable.
Uh-huh.
You know, our retirement plans should be stable. They shouldn't be taking them away and giving them back, taking them away, giving them back. Tax you at 30%, then 70%, 90%, 15%. It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no stability is our problem. What you need when you get older when you get 50, 55 or more, is stability. You need to know what's going to be there.
Yep.
You can't guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, not guesswork.
Well, let me throw
you don't
this,
have that long.
Let me throw this out here at you, David. You know, I was, and you too. Both of us were at one time. We were both in our early 20s one time. What were you thinking about?
I think
about?
That made it
through. What was I thinking about when I was in my early 20s? I was married.
Yeah,
I was
sure.
thinking about going to work and getting the bills paid, maybe having enough to go to the movies on the weekend and just sitting around watching TV, mm-hmm. hanging out. I wasn't thinking about the long-range future. I was thinking about maybe next week I'm going to go fishing,
yeah.
but I was not thinking about what's going to happen 20, 30, 40 years from now. And I think that's the problem. That these Antifa people, they're not thinking about what they're doing now, how it's going to affect the future.
Right. It's an emotional response.
It's crazy. Yeah. And you know what you got to do, and you're thinking about people, you're thinking about their future when, you know, and you're trying to help them get ready for it.
Yeah.
And we do.
That's what you do.
That's what we do, and we love it. We love doing it, and we actually love people to say, man, I am so glad I came and looked at this or did this, and thank you so much for what you've done, and I can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
I made it. I'm up 30% from last year. I'm going, yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't ever go away?
Right.
Yeah. No, that was an unusual time, 30%. I get it, you know. But it went down after they made those 30%, and they didn't lose it. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is stability, just like I said before, earlier.
We're in unusual
times. When we get
older,
we got to have stability. We can't go with risk. We can't say, well, the government's going to take care of me. Really?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that they're going to take care of you just because they love you? Or do you think they just do something because they get a vote power?
Look, they'll tell
money.
You anything to get a vote, my friend.
Exactly. And they'll print more money so that they can give it to you and them, and then they put it on the backs of you and your children to pay it back. How long can this continue?
Not very long.
It can't go on forever.
Well, it can go
November
on.
The 4th.
It can go on until somebody jumps up and stops it.
Well, what stops these things are massive crashes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something like that. You know, they changed the rules, you know, like they did in 2008. You know, they said, well, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that anymore, you know. Okay, so they fixed that. They plugged those holes, but then they get around all these other things. There's a lot of stuff going on that really is bad, you know, with the economy and money. And it's just not good. And we do not need to be overregulated either. That's another bad thing.
Yeah.
Regulation can mess up an economy. And that's what we're going to get back into. If Trump loses, we are going to have massive, massive regulation. And you know what regulation does to an economy that's already in trouble?
Kills it.
Kills it. It takes the potential. It kills the potential.
It's getting two bullets instead of one.
Right.
but anyway, you know, I wish I could have a lot of great news and say everything's going to be all right. I will tell you this. If you do come to us, for asset preservation purposes, you will keep what you give us.
Right.
It will not go away. And I'm one of the few financial folks that can say, I guarantee it. Because the insurance companies guarantee the principal.
Yeah.
Just ask your broker, do you guarantee I can never lose any money that I've already made? See what the answer is.
Oh, that's probably going to be the answer you get.
Well, a few might could say yes, but most would say, well, it works like this. You know, you don't have to look at that. Well, you mean I could lose a lot of money? Well, don't think about that. Yeah, look at this over here.
like a magic show.
Right.
Yeah.
Like misdirection, you know.
Ta-da!
Uh-huh. Prepare to be astonished, you know. Did I tell you I knew a guy who was actually, he was a Jewish guy, nice guy, but he was a magician?
You didn't tell me?
I saw him pull a rabbi out of his hat. Yeah, he pulled a rabbi out of his hat. He missed that, man. rabbi out of his. That's sad.
I was trying to.
I thought it. My friend liked it. I mean,
I was gonna do my best.
It's pretty good.
You do your Mel Brooks.
I can't do my Mel Brooks. I was thinking I don't think I can do Mel Brooks.
Is it like one of those?
Okay, do you Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
You can do a Rocky and Bullwinkle.
You know, Mel Brooks turned 94 last week.
Wow.
Mm, how about that?
He should run for president.
Well, I hope he had an asset preservationist working for
him. I'm sure Mel is, you know, smart as he is, I'm sure he probably had an asset preservationist working for him. Because from what I can see.
You know, they say, you know, there's a saying. The only thing worse than dying is outliving your money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
That would be pretty bad.
You beat some of the people on Skid Row.
And what did Oscar Wilde say? The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. And see, that would be the thing, you know, if you're talking about your money guy, you know, must be doing a good job. And I hear people talking about David Ernest all the time. I don't hear anybody talking about these other guys. So David must be doing something right.
We're unique.
279-7441.
David especially.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And he's got all that white, fluffy hair and everything, you know.
He does.
Kind of like Larry Tate off of Bewitched.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No witchcraft there.
No.
It's real hair.
It's all real. So now,
but you know what it looked like a long time ago? If my hair was my money, I would have already lost most of it, but it still hung in there.
We got to get the picture of you with the afro.
Yes, man. I'm dying to see that.
Oh, I think
I know
got
where
one.
It is. It's black.
But people on the radio can't see it.
I tell you what, I came in on the end of the shell hair. You remember when guys, like, even, you know, some people shouldn't go get that. I go get a haircut. Right. These guys went and get their hair styled. And they all had this same thing. It looked like when Iron Man first came out, it looked like his hat, his helmet. And they all had this same thing.
Like George Jones.
Yeah, just about. And I worked with this one guy one time. He had hair like that. And his wife said that if he died or when he died, she hoped he died after he fixed his hair in the morning because she never could get it looking like that.
That's too funny.
So, but David's got, he got plenty of hair. He's got all the white hair and everything. Mine is like, somebody actually.
Yeah, go ahead. I take some stuff to make it grow.
Oh.
Secret's out, guys.
Somebody got a picture of the top of my head. I think I accidentally did it with my phone and I got to looking and said, why didn't some of you people tell me? Because my hair is just, so that's why I started combing
it
back.
I've never seen you without a hat on.
I'm a hat-wearing guy. I don't mind showing you my head, you know. We've known each other long enough. I can show you top of my head. But I don't just.
Hey, guys, I'm ready for us to have another event. You know, the car show was so good. Uh-huh. We're going to have another car show.
We are.
But what can we do in between the car shows? Maybe a flea market or something.
You know, I like that. I like that we find a place that'll let us have it. And then.
Well, I already got the place.
Yeah, I was about to say,
you do?
Have a place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it over Chantilly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, over the.
Chantilly Shopping Center.
Mexican restaurant. Cookouts.
Ooh, yeah. Mexican. All right.
That shopping center. We can do it like a weekend or something.
Well, you know.
I tell you what, if some people will let us know that they're interested in that, we'll check it out. And we might can have a big, gigantic flea market in East Montgomery.
What do you think about. Can we think of anything else? Because I'd like to have the flea market when it's cooler.
Because this $115 is like,
I don't care if the fleas die or not.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the knickknacks bursting into flame. You know, just chilling, falling out like flies. But you know,
we could have a hose out there. My 3-year-old would love to soak you down.
A splash pad. We could make a little makeshift splash pad.
Half-mile-long slip and slide.
Oh, now that
would be fun. We can have 3 or 4 people out there with water hoses, and everybody gets washed out.
Have you seen the slip and slide where they took, like, a front-end loader or one with the bucket on it that you scoop up with, and they put out, like, the big plastic bags, like, I mean, way out around it, and you hold on to, like, a ski rope, and that thing turns around and drags you around on the slip and slide?
I have not seen
that. Oh, man, that's funny. I bet that's fun. I wouldn't do it because, you know, get too much momentum. I could take out the side of a house. There you go.
Man. I don't know if we need to do that.
Well, probably for insurance reasons. One of my brother's nephews yesterday.
Yeah.
He was Saturday night. He's standing in there making s'mores. Mm-hmm. Some people say s'mores, but it's s'mores, for goodness sake. But
yeah.
And they're like, and I'm eating Hershey
bars. It's made by
elf. Yeah, I'm eating Hershey bars. Forget all that other stuff. Yeah. But anyhow, he's a big old boy. He's over there stuffing marshmallows in his mouth, going, chubby bunny, chubby bunny. And I told him, I said, you know, people used to do that kind of stuff with radio. And I swear, you can look this up. This radio contest, and the dude put so many marshmallows in his mouth, he choked to death.
Oh,
and they were Heimlich in him and everything, and he died. And he finally got enough in it. He started choking, and I said, I ain't Heimlich-ing you, son. I mean, I told you.
I remember, but, yeah, the giveaways and or contests like that. I remember reading, there was like a woman that drank so much water.
Too much water.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I was thinking that.
Got,
yeah.
I forget what you call that.
Yeah.
But I did one time in Dothan, and we had to stop doing it. I said, the next person pulls up, I've got 2 days free at the beach for you. Just pull on it. This lady in this big old Lincoln comes flying. I mean, she's going the opposite direction. She comes flying over the median. Children flying all up in the back.
Going to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought that people would be flying over medians when they know we're going to add huge bonuses for feasibility.
Well, you know, I bet they are, but I think there's no time limit. But you should do it now.
You need to do
There's
it.
There's no better time than the
time
present,
limits.
Y'all.
That's right.
Yeah, now listen, they do lower.
Yeah.
They do lower.
There you go.
I've got one right now that lowers down by a third. But luckily, it's up real high right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that for a few months. And, you know, I keep looking for them to lower it, but
mm-hmm.
I think they like being the highest one in the land.
Yeah, but if...
And that's not a bad thing.
If you wake up like you... I don't know, 1:30 in the morning, you can call 279-7431.
Yeah, you can.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, 279-7431.
And if David's working on vacation, y'all. Mm-hmm, if doesn't speak volumes.
If you're living on Tulsa time, you can even call 279-7431. David Ernest will call you back and get you set up.
You can go to the website if you don't.
That's right.
You don't even have to talk to it.
Website, Facebook.
RetireWithErnest.
Return with Ernest. How about Return with Ernest?
Return of the Ernest.
Yeah, that's Retire right. With Ernest and Ernest Financial on Facebook and
uh-huh.
Instagram.
Yep. And we've still got stuff up there on Facebook. I'm working on the TV show.
Oh, I'm excited.
The wedding last weekend kind of slowed me down, yeah. But I'll have it done here this week and have it ready for next week.
Exciting.
The car TV show.
Yes.
What's it going to be called? The Cars?
Well, I think I got the Crave Cafe Car Show. There's a lot of C's in there.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be several interviews. We've got the Pen Man in there.
Yes.
And we've got...
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a Pen Man show.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, did he tell you about his song?
Yes.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
I have not heard
it's
the song.
It's not bad. It's really good.
Yeah.
He was like, well, you know, And it's one of those kind of gets in your head.
Yeah.
But I may take some liberties and shorten it a bit. I mean, he was jamming, man. They were having a big old time.
Well, his family's talented.
They are.
But
they're musicians.
Yeah, and I do still have the CD. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make him a bunch of copies, so he'll have copies. He didn't have any copies.
That.
Oh, he'll love that. And let's see. I think
you hear that, number one.
Yeah, he probably is
listening.
Yeah, he sent me a message about, I said something about his song. He said, well, I really appreciate that. You know? And I need to send him something. There's a bit floating around that really couldn't, it's the bit that must not be mentioned. You know the one I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
You heard it. It is agreed that it is hilarious, but it may incite riots. So we, I need to send him a copy of that. It will probably...
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It will probably never see the light of day.
No.
Because the first person I played it for says, you going to play that on the radio? And I got to thinking about it. I said, that is a little... it's a little edgy. And then David heard it.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come home. I thought he was going to pack up. We got to go. We got to get Montgomery's problem.
We got to go.
And
Rusty's gone rogue.
I actually played it for the big boss, the buttery one,
yeah.
Rick Peters.
Yeah.
And he said, thank you for not playing that on the air. So I guess I made a good call on that one. But
you played it for Rick Peters?
I did. First thing I said was this.
Brave.
I said, this did not get on the air. And he said, well, thanks. And he said it was funny, and he said it was great. But he said, But we'll talk about that some maybe.
You'll have to send it to me. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. You hadn't heard it?
Yeah, I didn't get to hear it. I heard it.
Don't play it on the air.
No, we won't play it. I got it right here. I will send it. I have it in my pocket.
This button right here? No.
Don't never push the web button. But I will make sure you get it.
Yeah.
And make sure that you get it. And, David, you're going to be back tomorrow night.
Hopefully.
If the creek don't rise, yes.
Okay, well, we'll be looking for you then. And as we go out, because, you know, if you're not in love with your money man, if you're not loving your money man, you need to call David Ernest at 279-7431. And guess what?
What?
You'll be back in love again. Yeah, man. Ooh. We'll see you tomorrow night here on News Talk 93.1 FM. David Ernest will be back. Here they are. It's LTD. Back in love again.